My old friend Bobby Haas was really cool. I mean, a true cool guy, probably a true Renaissance man. You know Hicks and Haas. They put together the Dr. Pepper and 7-Up deal and lots of others. Bobby, along with Tom Hicks and then Doug Wheat, they did more deals in AMN Healthcare. Then next thing I know, I get a call and he says, hey, you want to talk? I've turned into a photographer and I'm hanging out of helicopters shooting pictures of wildlife over Africa, which he did for a long time and published a lot of books. But then, with a passion, he went into the motorcycle business and put together one of the darndest collections of motorcycles you've ever seen in your life, with a lot of help from Stacy Mayfield, his partner. Unfortunately, Bobby passed away about 3 years ago, just as this enormous group had been put together. Stacy Mayfield, however, has carried on, and she's the museum director of the Haas Moto Museum, which is about to open in a big new location. And Stacy Mayfield joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So tell people who don't know about this, it's the biggest collection. I've never seen a collection of motorcycles like this, but it's like 100 years worth of motorcycles that you have.
Yes. Well, from 1899 to present day, we have 230 motorcycles that Bobby and I collected from around the world. I wouldn't say it's the largest collection. There's many collections that are larger, but it definitely is the most thoughtfully curated collection that I've ever seen.
Well, I really figure it was, because I've heard about people traveling literally from all over the world to come see this collection.
They do. We have guests that come from Belgium, from Australia, you name it. It's definitely been a destination and a bucket list place for many people.
So was this your passion, or did it become your passion because it was his?
Well, Bobby did not ride his first motorcycle until he was 64 years old.
I know.
He quickly decided that he wanted to learn everything there was to know and became passionate about not only the motorcycles themselves, the stories behind them, and the people that built them. And when I entered the picture, it was extremely infectious. And I quickly caught that bug, and the rest is history.
So you did get dragged into this as well.
I got dragged, and I'm grateful for every bit of it.
So, how does somebody go? I mean, I always thought of Bobby as cerebral. I mean, he was a Yale graduate. He was a Harvard-educated attorney and deal maker and, sort of cool under pressure and that sort of thing. How do you go from that to, wearing blue jeans and leather jackets and collecting motorcycles? Really, what an eclectic guy.
He did it, and he did it seamlessly. He just decided that that was his new vibe, and he wanted to jump into the culture of it.
Well, I visited the museum when it was in the design district, and which is where you were, I guess, until this summer. So now where are you going now? You're getting ready to open, November the 9th.
Tell me. Yes. We are in a new facility that's a little bit larger than the original. We are at 4301 North Beltwood Parkway, which is right near Midway and Beltline Road in that area. And it's still the same collection. It's still the same team. And we're ready to open our doors and welcome people again.
So why the move? Will they be displayed better, do you think?
Change is inevitable when someone passes away.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of decisions to be made, and I'm just grateful that this is where we landed.
So are you still collecting?
We will. I mean, right now it's been 6 months of hard work getting this place ready, and it's been just the five of us doing it. So once we get past that, we'll talk about, refreshing the collection a little bit, maybe do some more custom builds. The future's wide open.
So tell me about the people that are coming. Obviously, you get some local people, but like I say, a lot of people who are really into bikes and traveling around. What kind of discussions do you have with them?
Oh gosh, we get all kinds of people, not just moto enthusiasts, but from an art perspective, it's rolling sculpture,
yeah,
and people that just want to come in and appreciate, the artwork as well. But we get all kinds of riding groups that come in. historical societies that want to learn about the bikes. The custom bike collection, I will say, is the largest in the world, and that's the heart of the museum. And the builders come in town, and it's nice to still have relationships with them and watch their passion and their creations still flourish.
So educate me. A custom motorcycle, how is that distinguished from what? Something you buy off the floor?
Well, custom motorcycles are one of a kind. So most of the custom cycles we have are commissions, where Bobby and I would become interested in a builder and we would go meet with them and say, if you could build a dream bike, what would it be? And let's go for it. And then once that build was done, the bike would come to the museum, and that's where it lives.
Really? So I mean, these were original creations. These really are pieces of art then.
Yes, and Bobby had a hand in a lot of the designs also. So with some of our top builders, such as Craig Rodsmith and Max Hazen, Bobby would love to give his creative input. And he became so close with these guys. They just became a family.
You know, like I say, I really, what you all have done is really quite remarkable. And all the time, you know, there were a couple of documentaries that were produced along the way about all this.
Yes. And if you ever want to learn more about our journey, it's a great way to learn. Leaving Tracks, actually, Bobby and I filmed, and it was released in March of 21. So he at least got to see that come to fruition. During the filming of that was when the pandemic hit. And so we weren't able to finish it the way that we had intended, with him racing a bike that he and Craig had built. And the pandemic stifled that. So once the world opened back up, we decided to do a second film where he was finally going to be able to realize his dream of racing a sidecar bike. And it was during the filming of that that Bobby fell ill and passed away. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to go ahead and finish the film in his honor. And that one has not been released yet. We're doing the festival circuit right now, but we're hoping it will be released in the beginning of 25.
I look forward to seeing it. So I also look forward to seeing the new location. So you're opening Saturday the 9th. Anything special? You just got to open the doors and let people in?
Well, we'll have light bites and drinks here on Saturday from 11 to 2. We do have Artscape on site. They'll be printing limited edition t-shirts. We'll be open 10 to 5. So, and Sunday also. And then from that point forward, our operating hours will be Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 5.
All right. And so Haas, H-A-A-S, you can go online and see it. But again, it's out at Midway and Beltline, in essence, right?
In that area, yes.
All right. Stacy Mayfield is the museum director of the Haas Moto Museum. It's good to catch up with you. Thank you very much. We wish you all the luck with the opening of the new museum.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.